Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio Advocacy and Gospel News for the Persecuted Church. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. Warn Radio Advocacy broadcast for the Persecuted Church is not a call-in show. It's a fast-moving gospel news program. All correspondence and inquiries of broadcasts of the WIBR Warn Radio Network can be sent to us through our contact page on warn-usa.com. Today is the 21st day of August, 2019, Wednesday, and the scripture reading for this week is found in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 12 through chapter 11, verse 25, Isaiah chapter 49, verses 14 through chapter 51, verse 3, and the New Testament portion is John chapter 7, verses 1 through chapter 8, verse 59. Also Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. Be sure to follow the WIBR Warn Radio on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. On LinkedIn, it's the Watchman. On Twitter, it's hashtag WatchmanIS216 and hashtag WarnRadio. Be sure to take time to read the pertinent articles by The Watchman. This week we feature Offended, the World and the Faith of Christ. Offended by the world, not have any faith, let alone the faith of Christ. Ask the world a faith question, and chances are they really will have no clue as to the real issues of Jesus Christ. You may hear the word, but it is diluted. I should say deluded. Today we are in a swamp of unbelief, secularism, and filth. Yet it seems a strange thing to really discuss faith. To declare, thus saith the Lord, everything today is user-friendly, including Christianity. In America, I call this the Sugar Plum Church and the Fairy Tale Jesus. Also, Kingdom's Call of the Light in Christ Jesus. Kingdom's Call, walking in the light of as Christ is the light. Be righteous as you walk in a world of darkness, for the light shall overcome all things. Be sure the Lord has shown you, O man, what is required of you. A chosen generation has been called out of darkness into his light. You are one of them. This is a message for today for all people. And you can read the articles by The Watchman by going to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. You can also listen to the shows from those two links. And now, here is a word.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
And now I welcome the Watchman. Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a good day. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hope everybody out there is enjoying the day that the Lord has made special for them.
Well, you know, here we look at the months, and we've got probably less than 2 months before the snow flies. So
and that'll be here before you know it.
Yeah, I seen a bunch of the geese gathering and some of the other birds. Oh. And it's really early for them to be gathering. So
yes,
it was
it
kind
is.
Of weird, you know. I
hope
haven't,
it,
I just
hope it
seen.
Doesn't mean a short fall.
Early. Yeah. Well, the fall, we hope it doesn't
early
mean
fall,
a bad winter. Bad winter.
Yeah,
we don't want a bad winter.
No, we
and
don't.
Of course, no. Well, at any rate, up front tonight, we're talking about losing free speech. And, you know, over 21 years ago, in the beginning of this end time ministry, of course, we didn't begin 21 years ago. Tower and I go back into the mid 70s. And so we've been around for a while walking this old road, but we have a specific end time ministry, preaching, teaching, warning, and the last part of that is advocacy for the persecuted church. However, I warned quite a long time ago about how we prepare for what is coming. And Tower and I, we did a lot of preparations, didn't we, Tower? We stocked up. We learned survival things. We learned how to can food. We did a lot of stuff.
We did.
And so one of the things I warned.
It was fun.
Yeah. Well, and some of it we had to really relearn because we made so much we couldn't eat it. And so now, you know, well, at any rate, I had talked about a long time ago about how the internet one day is going to go to another level when the dark one shows up. And we're not there yet. But I also warned about a time when the digital means of the internet and everything we do from our bank accounts and credit cards to buying and selling will be regulated and it will be controlled by the beast. And so our first thing up, we're talking about, there was a Gatestone Institute, which has a lot of people that write for it, Muslim scholars, Christian scholars, just scholars in general, and other people. You know, a lot of people write, and Gatestone Institute publishes it. And one of the things by Judith Bergman, now, you know, many years ago, I remembered a Bergman that was a reporter in, you know, in the news. But nevertheless, killing free speech in France, Germany on the internet. Well, you know, we have had a lot of talk here in America about Google and with the leak of the recent Google employees who came out and warned about Google's attempt to influence the election, which is really important to note, to Ocasio-Cortez and the other of her group who openly push for getting rid of the Electoral College, calling it crooked. Well, our forefathers put in the Electoral College to protect the less populated states from all the liberalism and hedonism and garbage of the big states. And that's the bottom line. And so we have had other of our forefathers who came out talking about the time when foreigners came into this country as like they did through Ellis Island. See, in the old days, all the people, our families, came in through Ellis Island. Today, there is this open door policy of the Democrats and liberals and others who think we can just let them in anywhere. And see, this is a real big problem. We don't really have a decent policy for this. And a lot of people that have come in to America in the last 40 years, easily the last 40, possibly 50 years, or as long as I've been alive, they have brought with them other gods, other ideas of thinking, and frankly, they want to change America. We have groups that are set up and training, like Muslim training camps. We know this. There's been a number of various monitoring groups who have reported on it. And yet, we have seen a bunch of young people, and they're not all white, but there was, I think, three whites and one black guy, all who had killed in this last month or so. So we are in dangerous territory. So the fact that now we are starting to look at losing free speech is just another notch in the mess that we find ourselves in. Because should Trump lose, or even if he does win, eventually he's going to get out there. Rosie O'Donnell made the news yesterday because she said, "I don't think I can live through a Trump presidency. I worry about being able to make it through alive." You know, this is a woman that is so full of... Well, she said she would, but she's still here.
That's such a stupid thing to say.
Well, there's a lot of them that said they would, and they never did. So at any rate, in France, they adopted a draft bill designed to curtail online hate speech. Now, see, media platforms, now this is social media, they have 24 hours to remove hateful content or risk fines up to 4% of their global revenue. And it's gone to the French Senate and could become law after Parliament's summer recess. Now, see, if France passes this, it'll be the second country in Europe after Germany that has passed a law that would directly make social media companies censor its users on behalf of the state. Now, see, Google has worked out a deal for some time with China to provide the search engines and things like that in the internet. And so they get paid well, but in the process, it limits Christians over there who are not part of the regular church, that is the state-run church. So we have these online mega groups like Facebook, Twitter, Google, and others who are popular and who now are facing fines for monitoring, you know, for what is said on their particular websites. Now, YouTube recently took down a video, a Christian video, because it had the keyword Christian in it, and they found it offensive. So this is heading exactly where I said it was going to head. I warned about this the day when Christianity would no longer be welcomed by the nations. Matter of fact, Paul talks about this in 2 Thessalonians 2. And I've been warning about this for a long time. And I got news for you. Even if they make it illegal, Christians, the zeal of Christianity and our purpose to tell people will never stop. And
that's
so,
right.
And that's
Amen.
Exactly. Remember, if you remember the apostles being stopped in their day for declaring the name of Jesus, and they were brought before the court again and said, "Didn't we tell you not to speak in this name?" And I think it was Peter. It says, "We cannot help but speak in this name, for we must," and I'm paraphrasing, "serve God rather than man." Now, see, God calls us to obey the laws of men, except when the laws of man intervene with the laws of God. Then we are to obey the higher law, and that of God. And so there is a call to us to give forth the gospel. So we are watching this because our particular show goes around the world. We've had people from around the world. We probably had just about every nation on earth that I know of that has been represented on our site has come to our website at one time or another. Over the years, we've had millions of downloads. I lost track a long time ago because we have them tracked in a lot of different areas we're doing it, but the last time we had well over a million downloads. This was many years ago, and so we have conservatively had you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of articles that have been written and things. One time we had, it was upwards of 10 websites that I was putting together. And so the bottom line of it is that this affects us. Now, what's funny is they don't want a video with Christian on it. But we find videos of other people who are beating and doing various things to people. And, you know, it's a wonder why some of this, you know, stopping people from talking isn't expanded to other groups. Thugs on the street, Islamists. Because there's a lot of Islamist videos and various other things. So we do have a problem in America and the world.
That's for sure. Oh, dear Lord.
And so that's losing free speech. I mean, they can monitor, they can take it away, and they can also sue. And, of course, that one particular Christian businessman, I forgot what he did, but he had won the court. I think it's the one in Colorado. He had won it at the Supreme Court level, yet the state filed again. And he filed against them. And then I heard, the word came out.
And he won that one. He won that one, and then they were going after him again.
It's been some time ago, but there was some of these, LGBTQ activists who were going to go to the international court to protest and file charges. So, folks, we are in a real mess because wickedness does not give up its stench unless Christ redeems them. And if Christ redeems them many times, you'll see them totally changed, turned around, and trying to help the very ones who were infected like they were. So this is something as Christians need to wake up about while we're playing the sugar plum church and the fairy tale Jesus in America. We might understand we need to stop playing church and start getting serious because Christ is calling us to discipleship, to walking the discipleship road to suffering. And, you know, while most of the church in America, including the Assemblies of God, who preaches and teaches the pre-trib rapture, among others, which is wrong, which is a wrong doctrine, which is absolutely not biblical in any way, shape, or form, although there's many people that believe it. And if you want to believe it, that's up to you. Now, I didn't say Christ isn't coming again, but it's not going to come in the form of a pre-trib rapture. So having said all that, I want to remind you today that everything you're enjoying today in America that makes life wonderful, if you don't stand up and protect it right now from the Ocasio-Cortezes and the others who want to strip you of your rights, your ability to vote, and turn this country into a third world socialist nation, if you don't stand up now, you're going to lose this country. And that's the bottom line. We report on what is happening around the world, and I can tell you that Christians around the world are living in nations where the government is Antichrist right now. And I can tell you that in our government is Antichrist, and in our country is Antichrist representatives and people that follow that genre. Make no mistake about it, and it is time to stand up.
Yes, amen.
Now, while we're talking about this, Tower, are you ready to read your thing on China?
Yep.
Okay.
This is this story is from International Christian Concern. The the Szechuan Church condemns forced lawyer appointment. They've on August 10th, Early Rain Covenant Church, the ERCC in Shushan, issued an emergency statement regarding the government's planned appointment of lawyers for the church's imprisoned senior pastor, Wang Yi. Through various channels, ERCC has been informed that officials in Qingdao are planning to bypass the lawyers appointed by Pastor Wang Yi and forcibly assign other lawyers, including Christian lawyers, to defend him. In a statement, the ERCC said, according to Pastor Wang Yi's public statement before his arrest, he does not accept, recognize, and even condemn the constituent acts and performances of these officially appointed lawyers. He does not accept any appointed lawyers who are not assigned by him or his direct family members. ERCC also endorses the two lawyers assigned by Wang, Mr. Zheng Pirhong and Mr. Rand Han. The church reiterated that it would rather have Pastor Wang Yi defend himself if Mr. Yang and Mr. Ran are unable to defend him due to government's interference. Meanwhile, ERCC church member Li Qingdao was released on August 9th after 5 weeks of being criminally detained. She's lost a lot of weight and much of her hair due to the condition of the detention center. Her crime was distributing gospel leaflets while she went grocery shopping on July 4th. Li had previously been detained for 15 days for serving in a Bible class, and her husband, Chin Xiaowen, was also detained for 2 weeks after they opened up their house for a small group gathering. And thankfully, most of the detained ERCC members have been released and put under house arrest since last December's church-wide crackdown, including Pastor Wang Yi's wife, Yang Rong. However, two other elders, Li Yinggong and Quinn Durfo, accused of picking quarrels and stirring up trouble and running an illegal business, are still behind bars. And Gina Gao, ICC's international manager for Southeast Asia, said after slapping an additional charge on Pastor Wang Yi last month, Beijing now wants to trample the rule of law and ignore the rights of its citizens to further persecute him. And the world should not keep silent and allow the Chinese government to abuse human rights without facing repercussion. And I totally agree with that. It worked with getting the lady out of Pakistan. Her name slips my mind. And so
we don't mention her name anymore.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good. Anyway, we need to be public about this. This is just not right. And that's the way the government is, and Google's working with this government to stop things that they don't want on the internet, stop the people from... It's Red China. That's the bottom line. It's Red China. It's communist. They're doing everything. They're putting up propaganda on the internet. They're not letting their people hear the truth or have the truth.
Well, you know, the general feeling about China, and I'm going to move into the next China story we're doing, and that's about Hong Kong. You know, the bottom line of it is, when I was raised, I was told when I was a kid and a young teenager, I was told that when I grew up, the things I were to watch about is the sign of the dragon and the rule of the yellow people. Both of those back then referred to Red China. Everybody knew that China, with as many people that they had, if we ever went to war with them one-on-one, American soldiers could kill 10 of them, or even today, 20 of them to every one of ours. And they would still kill every one of ours and still have enough to take us over. That's how populated China is. Now, of course, if you use nukes, that's a whole other story. But the bottom line of it is that when Great Britain got rid of Hong Kong, the minute I seen it, I thought, you know, these people are headed directly into communist China. They didn't know it then. When we started trading with China, I knew that this would come to an end. And I knew these things because there's a number of things that I had been shown. And these are the things that when you look at it and then you look at scripture, you know that the armies of the East are going to move. And when they do, over a third of mankind are going to get killed. And that will be through war and through the fact of nuclear weapons. Yet, with Hong Kong today, a lot of your major financial concerns are headquartered in Hong Kong. Even after the fact that Hong Kong was used to be subject to Great Britain, and it was then made subject to China. So now China itself is warning over all of this protesting by and they're peaceful protesters, but there have been clashes. Now, the last one that really brought concern, there was a million protesters. And, of course, Trump came out and said, if it's another Tiananmen Square, I think it's a very hard thing to do, and he is referring to any kind of a deal with China. Of course, the stock market is watching everything on China. I can hear all that.
It's your dog. She's coughing.
Well, you need to keep her quiet or shut the mic off. So the bottom line when we get into China is that it's not a friendly country. And it got rich on the backs of Google. I mean, on Walmart and Target and other companies, many other companies, including car companies, who got products made by Chinese workers who were paid a pittance of what they normally got paid. China got the money. The workers got very little. And the companies were able to make millions more because the products were cheaper and the production costs were down. American workers were laid off. America suffered. And China ran a deficit in the trade. And we became in debt. And it's been a mess. So along comes Trump, who wants to fix it. And, of course, the morons in the financial community, as soon as they see that, they start selling their stocks worried because they're a bunch of greedy turkeys. No one really cares when you're dealing with money about anything other than money. But see, the right and the wrong of this is China is not a friend to any nation. They are communists. They will always be communists. The problem with the church in China is the fact the church, the ones who know the Lord in truth, are being persecuted because they do not want to have the communist government tell the pastors what they're going to preach. They cannot be subject to the Chinese government. They should be left alone so they can operate on their own in the Spirit of God. And if anyone would have taken the time to read Wang Yi's manifesto when he wrote it, you would understand what he's doing and why. Meanwhile, the Chinese government pressured other groups who have already conceded to the government's overstepping of religion, and this includes Muslims and other groups as well, because they don't want to spend their life in Chinese prisons or in education camps. That's the choice. Now, folks, Reagan warned us that if we lose America, there's no other America left. You see, we have people on our border wanting to come in because their countries are not safe, because they're not free. And yet we got four morons in the House, among others, and liberals, and these 20 nutcase Democrats who are running, who want to change America in the way it was. We've already changed it too much. It needs to go back to the way our forefathers meant it, but many people don't want it. Why do you think these people are coming here? Because we haven't been overrun yet, because we are still somewhat free. But there are people in the wings waiting to destroy everything we believe in, destroy the way this country is supposed to be governed, and it's only one election away from that. And there's a lot of other issues in there too. But when we talk about China, we talk about America, we talk about the world, all these things are related. So just remember. Remember China. Remember the persecuted church. Now, another thing we want to talk about here. You know, Tower is the Fulani in Nigeria. These are the herdsmen.
Yeah.
These are the ones that are killing Christians. And so we've got this week alone, International Christian Concern and BarnabasFund.org. As well as we are, we're talking about it. So these people have already, we've all been covering it. And as Barnabas Fund summed up, hundreds of Christians lost their lives in the first half of 2019 alone. And of course, it
That's
was the, the Muslim Fulani. And the president, who is in his second big term up there, is a Muslim, and he's also a Fulani. And, of course,
and
during his – go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, since he's been in, it's gotten worse for the Christians.
It has. And, see, the thing of it is, he has said that he's going to do stuff, but he hasn't. And the other thing of it is when he was, running for a second term, the Fulani deliberately did not attack. From some of the sources that I've read. So during the time that he was, running for another push, there were no attacks. Most of the attacks are on Christian communities. And so there's entire acreages, multiple acreages, that used to be Christian owned, now they've been seized by the Fulani militants in order to graze their cows. And
that's
of course,
wicked.
In February, 300 gunmen entered a village yelling Allahu Akbar in Kaduna State. And of course, it doesn't bode well because they burn, they kill, and then they leave. They take the land. The UN announced, according to the Barnabas Fund, that the upsurge in violent attacks on Christians taking a place across sub-Saharan Africa is at crisis level. They estimate 4.2 million people are displaced, and it represents an unprecedented humanitarian emergency. And
yeah.
The worst hit, of course, is the Kaduna State. And the Fulani is heavily armed. And, of course, the word, and we talked about this about a year ago or so, that, in fact, that the Fulani had been approached by Boko Haram and the Fulani suddenly became an arm that was attacking Christians. And so this is what's going on in the world, and the Christians there are simply not safe. They can't live in safety. They can't live in peace. And Nigeria, you know, you have a government that will do nothing. Now, see, when we look at that, governments that will do nothing, governments that are antichrist, governments that don't seem to solve Christian persecution, they are everywhere. Now, we were talking about Egypt not too long ago, about the fact that they were okaying more churches now, which was a good thing. But even reports on that now are saying that Christians, in fact, in Egypt, in spite of the fact they want to okay more churches, the fact of it is Christian persecution in Egypt is even worse than it was before. So this is what's happening. Now, I'm telling you, churches, now you may not think it, but these words are going to burn in hell for all those people who didn't listen. Because this is a truth that in this nation, you can lose this nation and you can have a government that absolutely do no good. Now, everybody is talking about Obama and Michelle now on Netflix because they are producing things that is inclusive with what Obama wants, him and his wife. And of course, the leftists are worshiping the ground he walks on. Now, Barack Obama is not a friend of the Constitution, and he's not a friend of Christianity either. And this guy is lawless, and he's about as lawless as you can get because he does lawless things and he embraces lawless policies. Now, I'm not talking policies of running red lights here. I'm talking moral lawlessness. Now, in spite of all of this, there is a whole following on the left and a whole following in Hollywood. And there are also pockets of billionaires that support them as well, that are pouring money and influence into America to take it over as I speak right now. And the worst thing that they could have is have Trump in there for another 4 years. And so Rosie on the social media, she knows what acting is. She knows how powerful this is. So she gets up and puts this out and she sounds, oh, you know, it's so terrible. This is part of the ploy. This is what these people in Hollywood do. They know how to get you excited, and they do it through their skills that come directly off the media and out of Hollywood. Now, this is what's going on. Now, you'd better remember what Ronald Reagan said, because once this nation falls, you ain't going to have a place to run to, because there will be no place to run to. Meanwhile, in all the places that we talk about, Christians are getting slaughtered, genocide level. Meanwhile, in the UN, Muslim nations continue to try to pass anti-Israeli stuff. Meanwhile, in the House, these four nutcase women who are anti-Israel and anti-Semitic will do anything to get the laws changed to make Israel an enemy of America. This is where we're standing today.
Pretty scary.
Yeah, it is. So at any rate, we're going to move on here. Are you ready for your next one?
Yes.
Okay.
This is comes to us from Barnabas Fund. It's Philippines Ideology of Death. Filipino church leader said an ideology of death has gripped this nation in the wake of the cold-blooded murder in the street of a pastor on August 2nd. Ernesto Estrella, 51, was shot dead by one of two motorcycle riding assailants on the morning of August 2nd in the town of Antipas in the southern province of Cotabato. Estrella was himself riding a motorcycle when he was shot several times, including in the head at point-blank range. Rodrigo Duterte was elected president of the Philippines in 2016. The assailants fled after the killing, and the reason for the murder was unknown at the time of going to the press. The group of Christian leaders from various denominations lamented the direction the nation was going under President Rodrigo Duterte. And the group said in a statement that the number of violent attacks against Christian human rights defenders has alarmingly increased in the 3 years as President Duterte's government and a culture of impunity was taking hold, demonstrated by the murder of Pastor Estrella. They called on the Christian community to stand together in the name of Christ in upholding the God-given values of human life, dignity, and rights. This is a terrible thing. There's a lot of horrible things going on in the Philippines right now. And this is just total wickedness.
Well, you know, I mean, this is the way these guys work. You know, find some lone guy out there you know is a pastor. You've been monitoring him and you shoot him. You know he's going to the villages to preach the gospel, so they're going to kill him. This is the way it is. I mean, you could liken this to the story of the Good Samaritan on the road, and he had been beaten up and everything. And the Good Samaritan here, though, is a pastor going to preach the gospel, teach the gospel, going to minister to other families and stuff in other villages. And he's coming back or either going, you know, it can be early in the morning or late at night. These guys have been following him. They know exactly what he's doing. He goes out the same time every week. So they just let him have it because they know who he is. It's just out and out murder. Now, I'm teaching on blood guilt on Fridays. And if you want to know about this blood guilt and the killing of the innocent, you need to listen to my series on blood guilt. Now, one thing I wanted to talk about is in Pakistan. We get a lot of stuff out of Lahore in Pakistan. There was a family there that started an interfaith thing for the summer. You know, here in America, we have Bible school, you know, little children's things that they can go to, and they have little games for them to do, and they learn Bible stories and things like this. And, you know, Vacation Bible School is the name of it, and it lasts for a week or so, usually a week. And, you know, so they were doing it, but this wasn't that kind of a thing. They wanted to provide guidance for children to become civilized and tolerant. Well, what happened was radical Muslims found out about it. And so they warned them the first time. And so they had a meeting, and then the same group of men came back, broke into the academy, and they destroyed some stuff, and they harassed the children participating in the program. And then they got a hold of a young boy, a member of the family, and beat him, and said that he had been teaching Christianity to Muslim students. And they said that they were promoting Christianity and doing Christian evangelism. Well, that wasn't the point, but the bottom line of it is, I mean, as Christians, we're here to declare Christ. Muslims don't like it, that's life. If the world don't like it, that's the way it is. And, you know, the bottom line of it is, we're going to declare Christ. You don't like it, that's the way it is. I mean, You know, and so this is the end of days. This is what this is about. And so in America, we can go about our business and, you know, and do things. But you get over here and you can't. Of course, the family eventually shut it down because they didn't want to lose their son or family member. But so, you know, and of course, every time they go to the police never do anything. And so when they wanted to do it, the police told them to withdraw the complaint because of the people involved. Why? Because these guys would go and beat them up or kill them. That's why. And this is again, comes out of, you know, exactly your government. The government doesn't do anything. There's no law that's going to help you. So they just get killed, and they're getting killed in Nigeria this way. They're getting killed in Pakistan this way. They're getting harassed and beaten, and some getting killed in India this way. China has an ongoing thing now this way. And we follow this all around the world. This is what happened. That's why you need to take care of your government. And here I'm directly talking. There's leftists, and then there are conservatives, and there's the right wing. And, you know, it seems like nobody can come together because the leftists are so far left, they're out of the mainstream of even the Constitution of the United States. Now, when I say support a government, I mean a constitutional republic. Now, we're not a republic anymore. And we do have portions of it that has a good socialist leaning to it, but we're not all socialism. But the socialism these morons want to bring will bring us into a place like Venezuela or something else. These are the problems we face in America today, and they're real. And they're going to come home to roost, America. And Christians in your nice fancy churches and in your nice fancy homes and driving your nice fancy car, I'm telling you, this is not going to last. And your nice things are not going to help you when this thing goes to hell. You need to pay attention to who is getting elected. You need to make sure they guarantee this Constitution. You better make sure that they support what this country is founded on, because if you take another step and go another direction, there will not be a country here that you will be able to live in.
That's right.
So now, Tower, let's do this. This is a discussion time. We're talking about Israel and prophecy. And Lamentations 5:18, because of the mountain of Zion, which is desolate, the foxes walk upon it. Well, in the 10th, August 10th this year, in the 9th of Av, August 10th this year, it commemorates the destruction of both the first and second temple. And of course, it reminds us, now, of course, the first temple was long ago when Babylon did it. The second was when Titus came in, a Roman general, and a million Jews got killed at that time. Well, the thing of it is, there was a foxes that were seen walking up on the mount. And so the rabbis were really excited. Even Jerry Golden was excited. But, you know, the thing of it is that the biggest problem from Jerry's point of view is the fact that Israel, in fact, is doing things that are totally against God. He says, the list of big rabbis in Jerusalem who are calling for the third temple on the Temple Mount is growing. When we remember the destruction of the first and second temple, it would be good to remember why God allowed it to happen. See, why did they happen? Because they fell away. Now, we're talking about some of this when I do the Isaiah studies on Thursdays. Why did that happen? How many times have I said on these programs that Israel is a microcosm of America? It has the same sin.
Yep. That's right.
So this is what Jerry says. Yet we see gatherings on the streets of Israel's cities celebrating homosexuality with gay pride parades attracting hundreds of thousands. He says it's hard to believe that this is really happening not only in Tel Aviv, Israel, but throughout the world. The only way I can come to grips with it happening is to understand the evil and the urgency of the devil's struggle to hold on, knowing that his end is near. There is no doubt in my mind that God will clean house first at home and for him that is at Israel. More to the point, Jerusalem also has a gay pride parade every year, and the number that show up for it is unbelievable in the hundreds of thousands. Here in Israel, there's a great need for redemption, and it can only come to those who have learned from the past. But as I look to these people who have completely given themselves over to sin and have no shame, there is no doubt in my mind that God's judgment is knocking at the door. It looks like the judgment will come with the sky filled with deadly missiles while Trump and others speak of peace and security. Sudden destruction will come on us. Now I got news for you. If Israel falls or if Israel gets attacked, America will get attacked. America's not going to get out of this.
That's right.
But this is what it's about. It's about flaunting your sins before God, whether you're in Israel or whether you're in America or whether you're in China or whether you're in some other country. Now, the sins may be different in a Muslim-run nation, but the sins are there because they have blood on their hands from Christian persecution and other persecutions.
Amen.
The Ayatollah in Iran has blood on his hands. And when he stands before the Almighty, he's going to look around and wonder where his God is and why he's standing in judgment. I'm here to tell you today that there is only one Lord and one God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and there is only one Redeemer between God and man, and that is his Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
That is the
amen.
Only Redeemer. It's about sin, folks. It's about the gospel and the Christ who died for you. It's about turning from your sins, and the churches that embrace sin and iniquity and flesh things like this are going to burn in hell. Judgment will come, and there's a fire coming. So God help you, every one of you, because you have to understand, we don't see Christian persecution waning. And when we covered the 2014-2015 double blood moon, and there's been other such signs in the heavens since then, we have had nothing but persecution. In Afghanistan, where thousands of Americans died, a lot of people died to take over that country and run the Taliban out. Right now, the Taliban has more land than it's ever had. They actually have more control of Afghanistan than the government that is in Afghanistan. And we're talking about getting out of Afghanistan, and as soon as we do, the government will fall, and the Taliban will take back over, and that country will revert to what it was
before
we ever went out to it. And in Iraq, where we threw out Saddam Hussein, that country is in turmoil today. The Christian church almost don't even exist there. ISIS in other forms is there. Christians are still getting killed and threatened. Women are getting murdered and raped if they're Christians. And we see also over in the Shiite form over in Iran, they have a hand in Iraq now. Saddam fought Iran for a long time, but now Iran has their hand in it, just like Iran now has their hand in Libya, and Libya is suffering, and it is continuing to be a madhouse. Erdogan's Turkey is moving on the Kurds, and there's a small band of Americans that's on the border separating the Kurds from Turkey's vast army. We are in a mess in the Middle East. We are in a mess at home because of immorality and division. And we are in a mess in Israel. And it's going to get worse. Now, it's not that I'm telling you that there's no hope, because there's hope in Christ. But see, America needs to be strong. It needs to get rid of this hedonistic and all this other garbage, which that'll be a trick. Because once nations begin to be consumed with these sins, the nation falls. So, Tower, when we talk about this, this is serious for our families. It's serious for this country.
It is very serious. I don't see that people want to change. They don't want the Lord. They think they know best. What they're wicked. They love their wickedness. They love their sin.
Well, you know, that's what Golden is saying. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would.
You know?
I know I can tell. I know that he's deeply disturbed about Israel as well.
Yeah, he lives there, for crying out loud. We've been talking about the Israeli generals and others who was talking about, you know, this war that's coming and how devastating it will be.
Yes, it's deeply disturbing. Excuse me.
So at any rate, don't forget to pray for all of these who we have mentioned tonight. And if you live in America, take heed how you vote. Make sure you're exercising your vote and understand who the enemy is. So with that, we're going to have to come to an end. We got a wrapper up here, Tower.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Thank you for all you do for the Lord. Please pray for your brethren. And God bless you richly as you work for him. Stay strong in him. We pray for you that God will keep you from the evil. And bless you. Good night,
yes,
everybody.
I firmly believe God can keep his own. You get close to him and keep your eye on him. He is able to keep you even in the midst of judgment. Make no mistake about this. The Lord is
He's
in charge.
Yes, he is.
So with that, remember to visit our website, warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. And remember, you can always contact us through all of our websites on our contact form. Go ahead, Tower.
Be sure to join us tomorrow night for Battle Lines for part 15, I believe, of Isaiah. It will be a good study, so don't miss out.
Okay, everybody. Good night. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warren Radio.